The first reading today from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the Lord is speaking about what he's going to do in Zion, in Jerusalem, and talks about all these glorious things, and then comes to the point where he says that he will create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over this the place of assembly a smoking cloud by day and a light of flaming fire by night. Now you can't help but recognize that that's exactly what happened as the people came out of Egypt. They walked across the desert and they were led by the cloud during the day and fire by night. That is what the Jewish people call the Shekinah, the glory cloud. We today would simply call it the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord is promising that this is what he is going to do for his people. And that's exactly what we have. When we think of the New Jerusalem, it's the church. And he's given the Holy Spirit to the church to lead her into all truth. He has given the Holy Spirit also, as we heard, to be able to be a shelter and a protection, shade from the parching heat, refuge and cover during the storm. And that's exactly where each one of us needs to be able to go. It's a stormy time right now. We need to have that shelter. We need to be able to turn to the Holy Spirit to be able to lead us into all truth, and the truth, as we know, is a person. It's not just truths, it is the truth, Jesus Christ, our only hope. He's the refuge, he's the salvation. That's what we're having to be looking for. And so in this time of waiting and preparation and expectation, it is a matter of looking to the Lord, seeking refuge in him, preparing for his birth, but it is not so much at this point preparing for his birth into the world, as we celebrate that 2,000 years ago, is preparing our hearts to receive him in a more profound way. In essence, if you think of it that way, his birth into us. That's what he is desiring now, and that is the work of the Holy Spirit within the hearts of each one of us. Now we are going to all hopefully respond the exact same way that this man did in the gospel. I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But as we proclaim, changing his words just slightly every day before Holy Communion, only say the word and my soul will be healed. That's exactly what he desires for us. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to be free. He wants us to be able to live truly as the children of God. But what that also requires is that we have to have faith like this man in the gospel. It's one thing to say the words, it's another to mean them and to really believe them. Do we really believe that? Do we really, think about what we pray in the Our Father. Do we really want to do God's will? Do we want his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? Are these just formulas that we just repeat without thinking about it day after day after day? Or are we really meaning it? Something very important for every one of us to look at when we say our prayers. Are they just words? Or do we really actually mean what it is that we're saying? So if we're going to say, only say the word and my soul shall be healed, believe it. Trust him. Maybe some of us don't really want to be healed. Remember that poor man, 38 years, he was lying there by the pool of Bethsaida, and when it would be stirred, he'd say, oh, I don't have anybody to throw me in. The Lord didn't ask him about that. He said, do you want to be healed? Well, he's got all these excuses, just like you and me. Do you want to be healed? The reality is, Most of us don't. I like my sins. I don't want to give them up. I've gotten accustomed to doing this. I don't really want to have to change. What are people going to think? Just like that guy at the pool, he had to go out and get a job. He couldn't just lay there and beg anymore. His whole life was going to change if he was healed. Do you really want the freedom that God is offering you? Obviously, on the objective level, all of us are going to say, absolutely, that's what I want. The reality, subjectively, might be very different. And that's why we need to pray about this. Pray for the overshadowing of the Shekinah, of the Holy Spirit, of the glory cloud. This is the same cloud that overshadowed our Blessed Lady when she conceived. It's the same cloud that filled the Temple of Solomon when he dedicated it. It's the same cloud that came upon Moses when he was up on Mount Sinai. It's a word that's used hundreds of times in the Old Testament, but it never gets translated that way, and so we don't even recognize that it's there. But the Holy Spirit, the Lord promised, is going to be given to us. So we have that faith of this man. He was a pagan. The Lord marveled that he had never seen such faith in Israel. What's he going to say about his church today? You guys are so incredibly faithful, I've never seen anything like it. Or is he going to say, well, you're kind of like the people of Israel in whom I didn't find so much faith? So it's pretty sad that a pagan would put the rest of us to shame, but unfortunately that's the reality. So it'd be a good thing maybe for us to work on during this Advent time. Work on the trust. Work on the faith. Not the objective kind of faith. If there are problems with that, then yeah, we need to work on that. But the subjective faith, to really believe, to not just simply say words, but to believe in the power of God, so that what we ask is going to be given. Not because we've done anything to change God, because we can't, but rather we've done something to change our interior disposition. We've actually been able to open our hearts to receive the gift that God wants to give. The gift in the immediate, the Holy Spirit, the overshadowing of the Shekinah, as we prepare ourselves to receive the gift of Jesus, who also is God, obviously. And so the two are one. But that's where the Holy Spirit is going to lead us, deeper and deeper into the mystery of our Blessed Lord. That's exactly what it is that the Lord tells us, that those who remain in Jerusalem will be called holy. The Lord will wash away the filth, the Lord will wash away everything that stands in the way. Our sins can be forgiven. We can be changed if we really, truly desire it.